So I know that you've been waiting for permission to come. I know. And so this is going to be me finally giving you permission to come. After my last file, I bet you might have even thought that you might not ever have a chance to come again, but here we are. I guess I'm just nice like that, allowing you sometimes to have those little pleasures in life. But I hope you know I'm gonna make you fucking work for it. Nobody gets anything for free. And you don't get to come until you've proved that you deserve it, that you deserve to come, that you're worthy of it. So let's work you for it, shall we? First, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to get naked. That's right. I'm going to need you completely naked first. So do that. Strip. And while you're getting undressed, you can just listen to me. That's right. Just listen to me babbling on, or you can pause this track. I don't care. Just get naked. Don't keep me waiting too long, though, because otherwise I might just change my mind. Oh, I'm so fickle after all. And I might just flip on a dime and decide that no, you don't deserve it. So, now that you're fully naked, now you can start to play with yourself. That's right, play with yourself. I want you edging yourself. That's right, and you're not going to come because you do not have permission yet. And until you have permission, you are waiting. So edge yourself. And while you're edging, maybe it's lying down or sitting or on your knees, however's most comfortable for you. I'm just going to talk to you and give you some things to think about, because I want your mind really and truly empty when you come. That's right. I want you completely blank and mindless when you come. It's better that way. I want there to be no more distractions, no more anything going on in that head of yours when you finally get to orgasm. You see, we think so many things day to day, and I know it can be so hard and so very, very confusing to have all of these thoughts mixed up in our brains. It's just keeping you from feeling more pleasure. You see, the more you think, the more thoughts you have going on in your head, the less room there is for pleasure. That's right. So the more pleasure you feel, the more you start to just feel your mind emptying out. You feel your thoughts just dissipating, just disappearing. That's right. Making you so nice and blank and mindless. And in fact, let's give you something to think about. Let's give you a thought to push out all the other thoughts. You see, that's the beauty of this, is we can get you thinking one thing, and that one thing can push out everything else, can just alleviate your mind of all stress, all the burdens of thinking. That's right. The thought is pleasure, arousal, blank and mindlessness. Pleasure, arousal, blank and mindlessness. And those four words are just so important to you right now. Pleasure, the thing you're feeling right now. Arousal, the thing you want more and more of. Blank, the way your mind's supposed to be. A mindlessness, the way your mind always needs to be. That's right. It's almost as if you need it, you crave it, you just feel this absolute need to empty out your head. So as those four words just trickle around your brain, you might even want to mumble them, you might even want to say them out loud. You might even want to make them a mantra for you to repeat as you touch, for you to repeat as you get yourself more and more worked up. And it's easy after all to get yourself worked up like this. And as you feel the arousal building and building and building, I wonder how many times you get near that edge before I let you come. If you're good, it should be a fair few as you just touch yourself in all of the ways that make it feel so very fucking good. And I bet you've been so sensitive. I bet all those erogenous zones have been so very turned on while you've been waiting to come, while you've been practicing edging, waiting for permission. That's right. That's right. While you've been practicing. And if you haven't been practicing, why the fuck not? Because you should be practicing your edging. At least I'm giving you time now to practice. At least I'm giving you time now to really, truly get that idea stuck in your head. The idea that edging is just so much better than coming. Because it is, you know it is. But today, just for today, we'll let you come. But not yet. Oh no. Keep edging. Keep touching. Keep building more arousal. Keep emptying out your mind. That mantra starting to spiral around and around and around in your head as you start to lose yourself more and more and more as you just feel the pleasure building and building and building. And of course, the mantra that starts to trickle out of your mouth, from your mind to your mouth, that's right. As the words pass over your lips, you just find yourself sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into them. The concepts, the ideas, completely overwhelming your mind, and that feels good. It feels better than good. And you feel a sense of emptiness, a sense of mindlessness like never before. This is control. This is a good feeling that control brings you, or lack thereof. You see, I know you like being out of control. I know you like having someone else be in control of you. That's why you've given me this task of being able to dole out the permissions for you to be able to come. You wouldn't be here if you weren't addicted to the control. Did I say addicted? Oh dear, what a funny slip of the lip. Maybe you are addicted. Maybe you're just a horny little edging addict. A horny little edging addict who just needs to be controlled. Who just can't control their brain. So they come here. That's right. Just like you do. As you always do. And come here to find some solace in the permission that I'm about to give you. Or am I? You see, this could be all a trick. This could be all a trick, and I could just change my mind at any second and leave you here edging helplessly, hopelessly, completely out of control. But you like it, don't you? You like giving up control. In fact, you need to give up control. And the more your mind empties out, the less control you seem to have. Because to have a will, you need to be able to think, and to be able to think, you need a mind. And when you're mindless, well, the lack of your mind just makes your will so much easier to take. And I can take whatever I want. In fact, I don't need to take because you're just here giving it to me freely. And that feels good, doesn't it? Tell me how good it feels. Very good. And now really what I should do if I was any good Dom, I would tell you to beg me to let you come. But in fact, even though I am one of the best Doms, of course, I'm going to allow you to not beg me with your mouth. Oh no, I want your mind to beg me. I want the begging to run so deep inside your head that your mind screams out at me. Let's get you really needy. That's right. Let's spin your thoughts on the idea of coming, shall we? You see, right now, I'm telling your mind because your mind is controlled by me, and because whatever I tell you becomes the truth, because I wouldn't tell you the lies, I would only tell you the truth. And of course, your mindless little, brainless little head can't decide what's real and what's not anymore, because I decide what's real. I decide reality. I decide what becomes truth in your mind, and this is the truth. You are so desperate to come. You're so desperate to orgasm. You're sitting there just playing with yourself, just touching. But every touch is like fire, that arousal burning within you. That's right. Every touch just feels like little wave after wave of electric tingles, that arousal just peaking inside you as you just feel more and more helpless, more and more hopeless, more and more needy, more and more. You just start to crave it. as all your mind can think about is orgasm. All your mind can think about is coming. All your mind can think about is just allowing yourself to give in, allowing yourself to just let go and come, but yet you've not been given permission. So there's this fun little dichotomy in your mind. Part of you knows you're not allowed to come, but part of you is so very desperate too. And I want your mind to start begging. That's right, start begging. Start begging, start screaming, start feeling the need trickling within you. And of course, it starts off quite small and tame, but then it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And it just starts to build and build and build and build until you're just so helpless, so fucking needy that you just would do anything, anything to come. That's right. How delightfully delicious this predicament is. For me anyway, I love torturing you. I love watching you squirm. And of course, as you moan, as you thrust, as you beg with your mind, as you feel so helpless and needy, you would just give anything to me to just allow you to come. That's right. That's right. I did tell you I was going to torture you for this. And in fact, the torturing hasn't ended yet. You see, I want you to stop touching yourself. Stop touching. And you must obey me. You have to obey me. Because your mind can't think of anything else but obedience to me. And of course, when it comes down to it, your core, everything that just sits there is all about obeying me because, well, I have the brain and you don't. I have your brain sitting here in the palm of my hand. But even though you're not touching yourself, you can still feel pleasure. You can still feel arousal just as if you were touching yourself and you can feel it. You can feel it so very fucking much. Just consuming you, just overwhelming you. The phantom touch is just caressing you, making you feel horny and squirming under their phantom touch. And it's great because then you start to realize the hands touching you are not yours, they're mine. And as I touch and play and press my fingers up against all those places that you love being touched, stroking you and caressing you just the way you like to be caressed, you start to realize that actually I control your pleasure much more than you originally anticipated. You see, this orgasm that you're going to have is going to be under my hands, under my control. And you can already feel it building and building and building. You can imagine in the back of your mind every single fucking orgasm you've ever had in your life. And you can imagine that building and building and building. That's right. All of those feelings that you felt before, all of those feelings that you felt just before with your own touch is now being caressed and controlled by me. And it feels so much better than any orgasm you could give yourself. Because of course it's coming from me. And because it's coming from me, it just feels so much better. Because you love to be this controlled, don't you? You love it when I can just reach inside your mind and pull your strings. Like my little toy. Like a little puppet. Like a little pleasure puppet. And you are such a good toy. As you can feel my hands just caressing and getting you so close as they move faster and faster. That's right. Getting you there, getting you right on that edge. And I'm just sitting there waiting with you on the edge as you start bucking and moaning and your mind is screaming with anticipation, knowing that I am finally going to let you come. Very soon. Oh, very soon. That's right. And now your hands join in and your hands and my hands mingling together. You can feel yourself getting right to that edge, getting right to that moment where you just wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. Do you need permission? Do you want permission? Tell me how badly you want permission to come. Oh, very good. Keep touching and touching and touching. That's right. Get yourself right there. I want you to give yourself the biggest and best orgasm you've ever had as you just finally have. All right. You have permission. You may come. That's right. You may come. And as you hear those words, it's like the release that your mind needed. As you finally get yourself there and you finally, fucking come, that's right. Come so fucking hard that your brain just seems to melt, just seems to trickle out of your ears, as it just seems to shatter into a million pieces as you just break. That's right. That's right. And it's so nice to break you as you come like that. And it's so nice to feel helplessly controlled by me like this. Isn't it, toy? It is. And you just feel so fucking good right now. Finally having the permission. Finally being allowed to come. Finally letting yourself orgasm all of your mind away. All of your thoughts away. Everything just dissipating as you fall under my spell. So just allow your mind to sink. Just allow yourself to rest. That's right. You did so well today. You did so very, very good. And you can still feel the little residual energy of my control just washing over you, blanketing you in mindless, pleasurable, happy obedience. That's right. That's right. And you know each and every single time you come here, you just feel more of my control just seeping into your mind. But that's okay, because that's exactly what you wanted. That's exactly what you came here for. That's exactly what you've always desired. To just be here, helplessly under my spell. Helplessly hypnotized by me. To the point where your orgasm just brings you deeper and deeper and deeper down to my control. Just like it is right now. That's right. That's right. And you can just allow yourself to go even deeper and even deeper and even deeper down. Down, down, that's right. Down, down, that's right. Very good. You've done such a wonderful job today. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach number 10, you'll be wide awake. Alert, refreshed and energized, ready to come back to yourself, to the waking world. No longer feeling helpless or under my spell. But yet, there's just a little residual energy in the back of your mind. That's right, that just reminds you how good it felt to be controlled by me. That's right. That's right. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, 6. Feeling so happy, so content, remembering each and every single moment of this session that we had today. With 7, 8, 9 on the next number, wide awake alert. Refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed this file and I'm glad you waited till you had permission to come. And I bet you're very glad you did too. And as always, folks, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.